Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storytelling, y'all. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
What happens when your pastor, a counselor, someone in your study group, or even a well-known Christian disappoints you? Well, Michelle Obama said it best. We fly high and stay focused on us. I have a special guest joining us today, but listen, I want to greet each and every one of you and tell you that my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I appreciate you tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous, plus Pop and Praise television show. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So I thank you for tuning in to our shows every Wednesday and Sunday. And I have to say that I am so elated that the numbers are growing. You're calling in with your questions and the team is answering them. You see, every relation has a spiritual purpose that helps us grow and become stronger. Sometimes our most challenging situations bring the greatest personal blessings. From them, we learn about forgiveness and patience and other virtues. So I'm going to say that I will be getting out of your way just a second, because you're going to be listening to something, nothing but the stone cold truth here. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point where it's keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. It's you. So I'm going to just ask my guest if he's there. And if he is, if I just need you to introduce yourself. Like I said, I call him Mr. Productivity. You're going to learn who he really is. Are you there, sir?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty, for having me today. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be with you, your listening as well as your viewing audience. You know, I often say when people ask me, who am I or how do I introduce myself? I like to say it this way. I'm a simple man with a simple plan to help people to be productive in every area of their life. And I've taken on this mantra because I recognize that everybody needs to remember who they are and what they were created to do. And that is what I love to do. I teach people how to live in victory every day by living in fullness every day. Every one of us has a purpose. Every one of us has a reason why we are here. The question is, do you know your reason? Have you tapped into it? And are you ready to make a difference, an impact, and a change wherever you may be? So who am I? I'm Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. Some people call me professor. Some people call me chaplain. I'd like to be called Dr. V. All is well with me when people call me Dr. V. So I'm grateful and thankful to be with you today and to share with you just some tips, strategies, if you would, practices, principles, maybe even philosophies that would transform your life. I want to share with you things that God has done in my life and how he's helped me to govern my life to be who I am and where I am today. So as we go through the context of our time together, I challenge you to look in the mirror and ask yourself a few questions. Number one, who am I and why am I here? Number two, what will they say about me when I am gone? And number three, am I developing the legacy that I desire others to follow? And if you can answer those three questions, and even if you can't answer them fully, at least begin to jot them down, because that is how you will be remembered. That is how your legacy will start, and that is how your legacy will end. So once again, I'm Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. I am the founder of Productive Business Civility, also the founder of Live to Produce. I can go on and on about things that I've done, but what I really want to do is help you in any way that I can. So Dr. Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you and we can get this thing started. I'm excited to be with you. It is always a pleasure when you're talking to Dr. Betty because she doesn't talk. Dr. Betty speaks.
I love it. You are so amazing. And my cheeks are actually hurting right now because you honestly, you do so much for so many and you just keep going. You keep going. You're coming from a special event right now. You just sat at your desk to be on this presentation with me. I want the world to know about focus. There's so many acronyms, but the one that comes to mind the most is follow one course until successful. And you and I have conversations often. And the thing what you do to me, you say, Dr. Betty, follow that course, stay focused. And that's one of the things that so many of us, we get off the track, you know, just like that train that gets off the track. We get off the track because someone has offended us. And then we build a fence around ourselves once we have been offended. I want you to tell the listeners about focus, because when you said something to me and it just made me propel myself and start all over again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, as you think about focus, here's what I want people to know and understand. Number one, eliminate all distractions. Mm-hmm. See, distractions are there to get you off track. And when we talk about focus, what you focus on actually gets done. But when you allow the dangers of distraction to get you off course, what you need to get done will not be done. It will be hindered. It will literally not grow legs and begin to be what it needs to be because you allow it to die before it could take off. What I learned about focus in life is that whatever it is that you focus on actually gets done. And when you don't allow, watch this, procrastination, hesitation, stagnation, right? When you don't allow those things to get in your way, you find yourself, watch this, being productive. And when you are focused, when you are fixed, focused, and dedicated to your cause, guess what happens? God gets his glory out of your life. God shows up and shows out, and he uses you to do it. So if I could say something to the listening audience today, it would be to focus on you. Number one, stop looking to the left and to the right. Stop running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Be focused like an eagle. Soar high, because that's where God is taking you, and show people that it is possible. You see, where we come from, they always tell you what you can't do. But what we have learned is show people what we can, right? Earlier on in the program, you had already spoken. You said it's actually turning things into reality, helping people not to focus on what is not, but what is. You see, the only way that you can get started is by getting started. So if you allow yourself to say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that, you'll never get started. Everyone can make excuses. Everyone can say what they don't have. But you know who people follow? People who make it happen regardless of what they start with. You see, one thing I know for sure, if you walk through the grocery store, you walk through any aisle, you will learn and see branding in the making. Everyone says that they're number one at something. The question is, do you realize what you're number one at? Do you recognize the identity that's on the inside of you? Do you understand that it only takes a seed to build an orchard? And you are a seed. The question is, will you water that seed? Will you nurture that seed? Will you allow sunlight to come to you? And oh, nobody wants to hear this. When you start focusing on you, what's going to happen is you're going to have to die to yourself. And what do I mean by that? Your old way of thinking. The things that you heard from this person or that person or grandma or dad or whomever, you've got to come into knowing for yourself. That's why you have to focus on you. What do I know? What don't I know? You don't know what you don't know. But when you become a lifelong learner, you start realizing very quickly, ooh, I had that mixed up. I heard that and I ran with it, but now that I've studied it for myself, I recognize, I realize, and now I've come to understand this is what it means to me. You see, Dr. Betty, I'd love to share with your listening and viewing audience about someone who is caught up in somebody else's dream. Because they're so caught up in seeing what that person is dreaming. The question that I have for you listening today is, what happens when that person wakes up? What happens when that person, if you're so caught up, wrapped up and tied up and entangled in somebody else's dream, what happens when they wake up? That's why it's imperative that you focus on you. What did God say to you? What did God deposit in you? And what is he telling you to go do? You see, I just had the opportunity of being at a celebration of life for a wonderful woman who got the opportunity to have 77 years on this earth. And the one resounding theme was that she was a woman of God that would challenge you on the things of God no matter where she was. She would introduce herself and then say to you, do you know Jesus? Okay, what does that actually mean? That means that this woman was so firm and founded in her faith that no matter where she was, she would approach you about faith. She didn't do it disrespectfully. She didn't do it, you know, like most people beating you over the head with it. She did it in love. And she lets you know very early in the conversation, my name is so-and-so. Do you know Jesus? And then she would turn around and let you know that she was God's favorite. My question to you is, do you know that you're God's favorite? Because if you knew that you were God's favorite, you would focus on what he told you to do. You know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is when Jesus says, I have to be about my Father's business. What that shows me was he knew exactly who he was and he knew his assignment. Can I ask you a question today, my friends? Do you know your assignment? Do you know who you are and what you were created to do? Because once you do, you are unstoppable. You realize that there's nothing impossible and you start to walk a different way. You start to talk a different way. You start to live a different way. So are you focused on you today? No matter what month you may hear this message, I want it to resonate with you because there is no, watch this, there is no dispensation of time that should hinder you from doing time and doing life like God showed you to do it. So whether this is January or it's December, and you're hearing this message to focus on you, I pray that you gravitate to the core of the message, the root of the message, and that's being who God called you to be. Because I know one thing for sure, I've been on the battlefields of war and I've been on the battlefields of life. And the only thing that has ever kept me is being focused on who he called me to be. So I share this with you, not to impress you, but more or less to impress upon you that focusing on you is important. So my question to you today is, are you going to let the words of others distract you? Or are you going to hear the word of your maker that says who you are and how you are fearfully and wonderfully made and what you are actually supposed to do? Because whether you are doing good, whether you are doing bad, whether you are on a high or a low, people are going to have something to say. But what really matters, Dr. Betty, is what do you say about you? Because the voice that is often heard in the dark and in the light is the voice that comes from you. So again, I ask the question, will you focus on you today? Whether that is financial, relational, historical, whatever it may be, will you focus on you today? Are you going to focus on a pandemic and what you can't do or what you have to do? Or are you going to focus on what you were created to do? Because there's something on the inside of you that is supposed to impact this society. The question is, will you release it? And I'll say this to you candidly, don't rob me of the goodness that he put in you. I need every ounce of the goodness that he has for my life. So don't cheat me by not focusing on you. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. Talk to me, Dr. Betty.
Unbelievable. I told them, I said it, you're going to be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. And you mentioned so many nuggets that I wanted to touch base on. I saw a Facebook reminder or a Facebook flashback on your page today. It showed when you were being, when you retire, your celebration from leaving the military. And on your brochure, it had the fact that you went through every rank there was as an enlisted person, and you retired as a senior warrant officer, one of the most, you know, prestigious ranks to get to from that warrant field. I want you to, you know, talk to us about how you were focused on that. And I know that I'm going to go over my praise and worship television time, but you are exactly the mentor that I love to introduce individuals to because of proof and evidence.
Yes, indeed. I am honored. And this is what I will say. And I know many people are going to be like, oh man, he kind of shortchanged us. But let me say it to you this way. My military career, it was a great time and I enjoyed it. And this is the secret sauce to my military career. When God spoke, I listened. When he told me to go, I went. When he told me to do, I did. And what that caused me to do is to stand out at every age, stage, and rank. I started off in the military as an E1 and rose through the ranks of CW4, Chief Warrant Officer 4. There's only 5 levels at the warrant officer level in the Army. I'm grateful and thankful for that journey because I, like one of my great mentors that I listened to, Les Brown, I was hungry. And when I got in, I said, any and everything that I can obtain, that I could absorb, I am going for it. So while everybody else, Dr. Betty, was playing games and they wanted to be at the club or however, whatever, I was in the books. I was studying to become better so that I can be a better version of me and give that same version back to my soldiers. At a very ripe and young age, I was literally leading people who could be my parents. But because I had God on my side and I was willing to study to show myself approved, God gave me the authority as well as the responsibility to lead. And because of that, every rank that I achieved by the grace of God, it was because I was willing and I was obedient. You know, one of the things that I often tell people who come into the military is you came for a reason. So all that old mentality, that block, that hood, that this, you better check that at the door because this institution was here long before you came. And those who heard my words and heeded to those words, they found themselves rising through the ranks and learning things that they would have never learned before had they not renewed their mind. So when the Bible talks about renewing your mind, that's exactly what I did. And when people told me things were not possible, I said, through God, all things are possible. So although they may say it's unachievable, I said, God, we can do this. And I followed. I trained so many people, Dr. Betty, who actually rose in ranks long before me, although I was their trainer because of the MOS or the job that I had. You see, in the military, you have this point system. And for a 92 alpha, for a logistician, it was 798 points out of an 800 point scale.
Yes.
Well, I was training people and spending time with them, learning their MOS as well as mine, learning customs and courtesies, doing everything that you're supposed to do as a leader. And they would get promoted because their levels of promotion in terms of points were in the 400s, the 600s, and it was more easily attainable. Yeah. But I didn't let that discourage me because I watched this. I blocked out all the distractions, right? I focused on me. And I said to myself, God, if you would use me to be a vessel to help people to change their life, then I would be happy even if others would get promoted before me. See, because you can't have a jealous mindset. You gotta know that the same Father that you have, your heavenly Father, is the same Father that's reigning on other people. But your time will come. So I continued on. And what is interesting to me, as I rose to the rank of E6, I'll never forget it. I had been in the board so many times that the sergeant major was asking, why are you here, Joseph? What are you doing here? And I said, Sergeant Major, I need one more point. I need one more point before I can get promoted. And he literally looked at me and he said, get out of here. And I did. But I would dare to say that over 200 people that I had trained had got promoted before I did.
Wow.
And on the day of my promotion, I immediately started preparing for the E7 board. And I was in HHC Discom in Germany. I will never forget it. And I was the lowest ranking person in the building. And they told me, they said, Joseph, what are you doing? You just got promoted. Why are you trying to put together an E7 packet? I said, well, I'm in the midst of a bunch of E7s, captains, colonels, you know, majors, so on and so forth. I got all this wisdom around me. I might as well prepare. Yeah, see, because the enemy wants you not to do what God tells you to do. But remember what I stated. When he spoke, I listened. When he told me to go, I went. When he told me to do, I did. Yeah. So I prepared that packet, and I will never forget, Dr. Betty, I was talking to several of the warrants that was up in HHC Discom, and I told them, and I have the paperwork till this day. When I became an E5, I already had my vision to become a warrant officer. And people were like, this dude is crazy. Other officers were like, well, why don't you want to be a regular officer? I said, because I want to be a subject matter expert. Yes. I want to do the job that I signed up to do. So fast forward the story, all the warrants are there. I'm filling out my E7 packet and doing a warrant packet at the same time. And everybody said, Joe, you are crazy. Well, we go to Graffenveer and we do an exercise. And we come back from this exercise. I took 3 days of leave and my phone just started blowing up. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Everybody know I'm on leave. Why is everyone calling me? And one by one, they began, the same E7s that was like, man, you're crazy. They started to tell me, congratulations. You've been accepted to become a warrant officer. All the warrants who I literally every day was wearing them down. Hey, I want to know everything it means to be a warrant. They called me to tell me congratulations. So much so that three of the E7s who had told me that I was crazy and that I shouldn't try to become a warrant, they became warrants after me.
Wow.
So I say all that to say this, your path is your path. And when I tell you to focus on you, whatever you and God have going, let that be the only thing that you're worried about. because people can tell you what can't be done until you do it. So will you focus on you today? Will you take the time to eradicate all the distractions, all the gossiping, all the slandering that other people may try to do of you? Will you say to yourself that no matter what it takes me from, or no matter who it brings me to, if God is in it, it's going to be all good? Will you resolve in your heart today that God's got greater in store for you? And that's what I really want to share with you all today. Amongst all the accolades and awards and all that, that's all fine and good. But people don't award people who aren't doing something. Yeah. And what I challenge you to do is be who God called you to be. Do what he called you to do and know what he puts before you. Be, know, and do. As long as you continue down that path, I promise you, you will blaze a trail that people will begin to know your name. Now, we don't do this to become famous. We don't do this for accolades. We do this because it's who we are. So we focus on you today.
Yes, sir.
That's the question.
You answered that question. I promise you, people are going to be contacting you. I just need you to tell us the best way to get in touch with you. I know they're going to be sending you requests from social media, but just give us that, and then I'm going to close us out.
Understood. Well, the easiest way, and I always tell people this, I'm not hiding. You can Google my name. You will find me. But I am on social media. I'm at Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, or V.A. Joseph. Very easy. D.R.V.A. Joseph. You can find me on Civility 360 platforms. That's another social media platform, or Productive Business, or Productive Business Civility. I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you. There are so many different things that we do. I'm honored to work with Dr. Betty on so many different fronts, helping veterans, helping women, helping men, helping families to become more productive. At the end of the day, I ask you those questions again. Who are you? What are you here for? And what legacy will you leave? That are the three most important questions that you want to answer for yourself right now. And if I can say one other thing, I want you to take the word N-O-W now and write this acrostic out. No one waiting. No one waiting. Stop waiting for somebody else to come by and give you a hand up. Stop waiting for somebody to do something for you. Stop waiting for somebody to give you this, that, or this. Start doing what you know to do, and do it now by focusing on you.
I just want to say strength doesn't come from what you can't do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. I told you, you've been listening to nothing but the Stone Cold Truth here. And so thank you for tuning in with us today and next weekend. And I am here to answer any questions that you need to know to find how to get in touch with Mr. Productivity. That's my name for Mr. B, Professor B. That, like he said, he has so many names that are out there. And I am blown away with today's message to you on staying focused. And the new word in my vocabulary is now, no one waiting. So thank you, sir, for being here. I look forward to continue to work with you, and continued blessings bestowed upon you.
Absolutely. Thank you once again, Dr. Betty, your entire team, the work that you're doing, embracing, being an imprint leader. I mean, so many different things that you have going on, championing veterans, you name it, you're doing it. So I'm super excited to be a part of what you are doing. And to anyone who wants to connect, Dr. Betty is the bottleneck. That's how you get in touch with Dr. V. You see how that works? It's so simple. You want to know about me? Connect with Dr. Betty, because when she talks, I mean, you feel it and she speaks. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.